Welcome back. We now have something for the very young. We're joined now by Officer Pat Bailey, LAPD retired, a child safety expert, and a new parent, Brian Kidd. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Let me cite some shocking figures that I just read. The National Highway Safety Traffic Administration estimates that motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for U.S. children between the ages of 1 and 14. And 3 out of 4 child seats are not properly installed. This is so important, and we have the expert, Officer Pat Becky. First of all, a 36-year veteran of the L.A. Police Department. Thank you for your service to our to the community. And
welcome.
Tell us about child safety seats.
Well, like you said, it's the number one cause of death and injury to children of the age of 14. And most of them are not installed properly. We do normal checkups, regular checkups, and we find about 99 to 100% error rate just in installation of the seat alone.
Really? The seat is improperly installed in the car.
And the child is improperly installed in the seat.
And you got to do both right to
Absolutely.
Get the full benefit.
Absolutely. A lot of times you can cause more injury if it's not installed properly. Because we lose, across the United States, five children die a day in traffic collisions, and 548 are injured. That's the average across the United States because they're not properly in the vehicle. So
those are startling statistics. And if you do it properly, child safety seats reduce fatal injuries by 71%.
71%, yes.
So if you have a kid, you just, it's a moral imperative, and you just
Well,
do
the
it.
Deal is the parents have to know, or the caregiver have to know how to do this, yeah. Because the child has, they don't know how to do it. So somebody has to do it for them, obviously. And that's the only way that we're going to cut down these numbers. California's the leading state in the nation for child fatalities as well.
Well, Brian and his wife Tracy are friends, and they just had a newborn, a lovely now five-month-old daughter, who they bring around to our gathering coffee spot every day. And why don't you bring out the base of the seat, Pat? And we are going to introduce in a moment the... This is our 15th anniversary year on Straight Talk. This is our youngest guest ever. Folks, say hello to Brianna. And Tracy will be good enough to bring out her lovely daughter. And we will put Brianna snugly, who's already in the top part of the seat, which is installed in the car. And now, Brianna, welcome to our show. We told you this was going to happen, and it's happening, buddy. You are a star. Now, explain how these two mechanisms relate to each other.
We start out with the base on the table. That's the part that you would put into the vehicle, secure it in the car. Center rear is where you want it, safest place you can have a child. You get so the seat portion, the seat belt portion, the lap portion of the seat belt is what secures any child seat. The shoulder harness does nothing to secure the seat. The lap portion. So you want it in the center rear, safest place. Once it's installed properly, you don't want it to move side to side more than an inch, or forward away from the seat back more than an inch, preferably less than that. You don't want any movement at all. You install that. Once it's installed, and like Tracy brought the carrier out, set the carrier in.
Snaps
make
in.
Sure it locks down. There's two places that it lock. You want to hear a definite click click when you put it in. Once that part is done, now the child must be secured in the seat.
And Tracy already did that before bringing Brianna out, but
Correct.
There's a shoulder harness, and it goes through, I mean, it looks like an airline pilot.
This seat's a five-point harness. That's what you want to have, is five-point harness. They do make them that are three-point harness,
yes.
But only in rear-facing.
Okay.
So if you go to get a seat, make sure that you ask for a five-point harness. And the front adjuster is also, that's the part that you held up here.
Okay.
That's to tighten the belt.
Tighten it up. So she's comfortable, secure, and happy. And thank you so much for being our guest, Brianna. Mom's going to take you away now, but you were a star. You definitely stole this segment of the show.
One other thing, these belts, the harness has to go rear-facing at or below the baby's shoulder for proper fitting. The pinch test, excuse me, you pinch the belt here, harness. If you cannot pinch any material in your fingers, that's going to be firm enough. This chest clip must be at armpit level. You'll never miss it by putting your thumb in the armpit Lay your index finger across the chest.
Right.
That's where that piece is lined up. That's how you have to properly have the child.
Thank you. And Tracy, wave to the camera, the happy mom. Thank you so much. Let's bring out the other seat now, Pat, because we only have a minute left. When you get to be a certain weight, you need to graduate to this.
That seat that she was in goes to 30 pounds, which is wonderful. Most of them go to 20 or 22 pounds. But at 20 pounds, you want to move them to a convertible seat.
A convertible.
And this, you'll keep them rear-facing in this seat until they are 30 pounds minimum. Some go higher than that. It's important that you flip
the
foot
down. Oh, what makes a convertible is now forward-facing.
Now it's rear-facing. We had it set forward-facing.
I see.
But in this 45-degree angle, we didn't mention that, but that's most critical when the child is born up to about 4 or 5 months because the neck muscles are not developed enough to handle forward collision.
Well, the key thing is to get the right information. We're going to put up websites of the two top places for information. I know this was a lot to learn in a brief period of time, but if you're a new parent, go to these websites, write them down. We're going to leave them up for an extra few seconds so you can take down the information. And we want to thank Officer Pat Bailey for being our guest and the proud father. Congratulations, Brian.
Thank you, Eric.
Could not be happier for you and Tracy. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.